Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is SEAL, Self-Evolving Agentic Learning for Conversational Question Answering Over Knowledge Graphs. We're talking about it because it proposes a more autonomous, iterative way for LLMs to answer questions over knowledge graphs without so much hand-holding. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage, and Jamie will look at the AI/technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams want a simple chat box over their knowledge graph, and they hit three walls immediately. First, schema mismatch. Users say top customers last quarter, but the KG stores it as nodes like account revenue event with a fiscal period dimension. The LLM can guess, but mapping that to a precise Sparkle or Cypher query is brittle. Second, maintenance. The KG evolves, new predicates, renamed properties, and every prompt template or query pattern silently breaks. Third, clarifications. People ask underspecified questions. Today, the bot either returns something vague or wrong and a human has to intervene. Who asks for this? Search teams who want smarter enterprise search, data analysts who'd rather ask than write Sparkle, and domain experts, think pharma or insurance, who know the domain but not the graph language. Current workarounds are very manual. We predefine intent templates, hardcode joins, build synonym dictionaries, and put a human reviewer in the loop. It works for a demo, but it's expensive to keep accurate. Every new edge type means recurating prompts and tests. That's the pain this kind of approach could relieve. Fewer brittle templates, more self-correction, and the system asking clarifying questions instead of quietly guessing.
So basically, people want natural language Q&A over a graph, but they get stuck translating messy human questions into very precise graph queries and then babysitting that setup every time the schema changes. They need something that can clarify, fix itself, and keep improving without a human redoing prompts every week. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
What we're actually seeing is the convergence of three trends. First, LLMs have gotten better at tool use, function calling, structured outputs, so they can reliably generate and repair graph queries. Second, agentic orchestration has matured. Instead of a single pass, we can run loops where the model plans, executes a query, checks the result, and decides to refine, ask a follow-up, or try a different path. Third, there's a push to reduce manual curation by turning interaction logs into training signals. SEAL targets the specific bottlenecks Mark described. It bakes in an iterative correction loop. If the answer looks off, the agent can re-query or request clarification. It uses decision policies to choose the next action rather than hoping a single prompt gets it right. And it captures those interactions to self-improve. So over time, the system needs fewer handcrafted templates. This is arriving now because we finally have the stack, reasonably capable LLMs, standardized KG access, and orchestration frameworks that make multi-step reasoning and feedback loops practical to run and monitor. Let me unpack what SEAL actually brings. Think of it as an agent layer that sits between your chat UI and the knowledge graph. It has three main parts. First, a planner executor that turns the user's question into a graph query, Sparkle, Cypher, Gremlin, and runs it. Second, a feedback loop with policies. After seeing the results, it decides whether to accept, refine the query, ask a clarifying question, or try a different path. Third, a self-evolving learner that converts those interactions into training signals. Successful queries become positives, failed ones with fixes become paired examples, and ambiguous cases get flagged for lightweight human feedback. Over time, it reuses this growing library to get better at both query construction and when to ask for clarification. In the stack, SEAL lives in the orchestration inference layer. It calls the LLM, enforces structured outputs, talks to the KG API, and keeps a memory of prior corrections. Compared to older approaches, it's not a single-shot prompt or a static fine-tuned translator from English to Sparkle. It's agentic and iterative. It checks itself, repairs, and learns from the repair. Also, instead of hand-curated templates, it performs automated data augmentation. paraphrases, schema aliasing, and canonical path patterns so it can adapt as the graph evolves.
So basically, it's like putting an automated teacher and a tester in front of your graph. The model tries a query, the tester checks the answer, the teacher helps fix the query, and they save what worked so next time it's faster. No more relying on one perfect prompt. Mark, if we plug that into a real product team, what actually changes?
Simple use case. A product support team with a product knowledge graph, features, versions, known issues, fixes. A support agent types, which customers on V3.2 hit crash X last week and how do we fix it? Seal generates a Sparkle-like query mapping last week to a date window and crash X to the right incident node. The KG returns results. If they look empty, but historical patterns suggest there should be matches, the agent loop auto-refines. Maybe it expands synonyms for the incident label or adjusts the time filter. If ambiguity remains, it asks back, do you mean crash X.12 or X.13? What the team sees in the UI. A compact query preview you can expand, a short natural language rationale. I filtered by version equals 3.2 and incident type equals X.13 over the last 7 days. A confidence score and a one-click accept refine control. There's also an operations dashboard with per question traces. Attempts, clarifications, final query, latency. Prep work is mostly plumbing. Map business terms to graph predicates, a small alias dictionary, set access permissions with a read-only service account, and register the KG endpoint. After that, you spend less time rewriting prompts and more time curating those term-to-predicate mappings when the schema shifts.
Got it. Fewer hand-tuned prompts, clearer traces, and the bot handles the obvious fixes before pinging a human. Let's push it further. Mark, how does this look for a heavier analytics case, say multi-hop or temporal questions across a biomedical or enterprise graph?
Advanced case. A biomedical analytics team asking, which compounds that modulate pathway P are linked to reduced adverse event Y in phase 2 trials after 2019, and what mechanisms are cited? That's multi-hop and temporal. Practically, analysts work in shared notebooks. They type the question, and Seal assembles a multi-step plan. Hop from compound to pathway, pathway to trial arms, filter by phase and date, join to adverse events, then retrieve mechanism of action edges from literature nodes. It runs, checks coverage, and if the mechanism section is thin, it requeries the literature subgraph with broader synonyms. Operationally, every run gets an audit trail. The plan, each subquery, intermediate results, and the final answer card with citations. There's a human-in-the-loop widget, toggle to require a domain expert to green-check mechanism claims before they're stored as training examples. Cross-domain joins, say KG plus warehouse tables, are explicit steps in the trace so data governance can review. Over time, the team promotes successful multi-hop plans into reusable skills in the notebook. So similar questions execute faster with fewer clarifications.
And that maps neatly to the paper's mechanics. The agent policy decides among actions, requery, paraphrase, broaden narrow filters, or ask a human based on simple signals, empty or low diversity results, schema constraint violations, or low confidence from a verifier that checks answer consistency against the KG. When a human approves or edits, Seal logs question, plan, query, answer, feedback as supervised pairs. It also self-labels some cases using executable checks, like verifying that return nodes actually satisfy the predicates, so it can learn without constant human input. Those traces are then used to update the policy and expand the library of canonical paths and aliases.
Jamie, that makes the loop tangible. Before we move on, one quick practical angle. How does this change developer iteration speed, and who does what in the team? Mark, what's the before-after you'd expect?
Iteration speeds up because you stop shipping new prompt templates for every edge case. In week one, you define your term-to-predicate mapping and a couple of guardrails. By week two, you're mostly reviewing the handful of clarifications the agent escalates. For us, that's typically 30 to 50% fewer back-and-forths with users to get a correct query, and engineering time shifts from prompt surgery to maintaining a clean alias map and a few reusable skills. Data engineers focus on schema hygiene and versioning. Subject matter experts move from answering the same questions to verifying the tricky parts, like mechanism claims or cross-domain joins. Net effect? Less babysitting, more steady improvements as the system learns from what's already been asked.
Under the hood, there are a few prerequisites. Seal assumes your knowledge graph is queryable via a standard interface, Sparkle, Cypher, or Gremlin, with stable entity IRIs and reasonably consistent typing on nodes and edges. It works best when the schema has human meaningful predicates, or at least when you can supply an alias map from business terms to predicates. Access-wise, you'll want a read-only service account and predictable latency from the KG backend. Indexes for time filters and multi-hop joins help a lot. On the AI side, the agent loop adds compute and latency. Instead of one LLM call and one query, you might see 2 to 5 LLM calls per question depending on how many refinements or clarifications it performs. That means higher token usage and a longer tail latency, so you need caps, max steps, max tokens, and smart caching of successful plans. Monitoring is non-negotiable. Log each step, plan, query, result, decision, track cost per turn, and set alerts for timeouts or runaway loops. Finally, assumptions. Seal assumes the graph returns deterministic, checkable results. If your KG API is flaky or rate limited, the agent will struggle.
So in plain terms, it helps the bot fix itself, but you pay with more API calls, slower answers on tough questions, and you need better logging to see what it's doing. Jamie, you also hinted at limits. What did the authors call out, and what's next?
Limits first. Scaling to very large graphs is tough. Multi-hop queries over millions of nodes can explode in runtime, so the planner needs guardrails and sometimes pre-computed views. Grounding is another issue. While the agent checks results against the KG, it can still hallucinate clarifying text or pick the wrong predicate if aliases are thin. Human feedback doesn't scale unless you're selective. The paper leans on lightweight approvals and executable checks to keep the human load manageable. Future work includes tighter grounding, grammar-constrained decoding for Sparkle, stronger verifiers, cost-aware policies that choose cheaper actions first, and better cross-system joins so KG plus warehouse tables don't require custom glue each time.
Put differently, it's powerful, but expect higher API costs, more infra to track queries, and you'll still need some human review where it really matters. Mark organizationally who has to get involved and what's the minimum discipline to make this work.
What usually happens is three teams touch it. SRE Infra turns on cost and latency monitoring for both the LLM and the KG. Think budgets per workspace and alerts when a question burns too many tokens or hits retry storms. Data engineering owns schema hygiene and the alias map. If they version predicates and publish a short changelog, the agent adapts faster. Product ops defines verification rules in the UI. When to ask a clarifying question, when to require a human green check, and what gets auto-logged for learning. Minimum discipline looks like this: a weekly 30-minute review of the top failing traces, a living alias dictionary and version control, and a token step cap per question. Onboarding tips. Start with a narrow slice of the graph, pre-label 5 to 10 canonical paths, and enable a query preview so users see what's being executed. If you skip the preview and the alias map, you'll spend that time later debugging opaque mistakes.
That's concrete. Jamie, can you summarize what the paper reports on evaluation, datasets, metrics, and how Seal stacks up against baselines?
According to the paper, they evaluate on standard KG question answering and conversational KG benchmarks. Think single-turn datasets like GrailQA or LCQuad, and multi-turn sets like Conv questions or CSQA-style tasks. Metrics are the usual: exact match for the final answer, F1 for span or set overlap, and consistency or faithfulness checks against the KG to make sure returned entities actually satisfy the predicates. They also report operational metrics, cost per question and latency per turn, since the agent loops add overhead. Against baselines, static English to Sparkle translators and single-pass LLM pipelines, Seal shows higher EM and F1 and fewer failed or empty answers in those controlled settings. The trade-offs are predictable: modestly higher latency and increased token cost because of iterative planning and verification. The improvement is most pronounced on multi-hop and ambiguous queries where the clarification and repair policies can kick in.
So for listeners, you get more exact answers and fewer "sorry, I found nothing" responses, especially on multi-step questions, but it may be a bit slower and pricier per question. Mark, in production, what should teams realistically expect?
In the wild, results are usually a notch below the paper because you cap the loop for cost and you've got messier schemas. Expect better answer quality than a single-shot system and noticeably fewer clarifications back to the user, but also a longer tail on hard questions. Setup overhead is real, wiring tracing, budgets, and the alias map. But maintenance drops after week two as the system reuses successful plans. Where you really feel the win is in reduced manual prompt surgery and fewer support tickets about the bot guessed wrong again.
Great. Before we close, could we leave folks with an actionable checklist? Mark, then Jamie, if you want to add anything.
Checklist. 1. Start with a small, high-value slice of your KG and turn on a query preview. 2. Create a minimal alias map for business terms and version it. 3. Set per-question caps, max 3 agent steps, max tokens per step. 4. Define verification rules, when to ask the user, when to require human approval. 5. Add tracing from day 1 and review the top 10 failing traces weekly. 6. Pre-bake a handful of canonical paths for common questions so the agent has good starting points.
I'd add, enable caching of successful plans and intermediate results. Use grammar-constrained decoding for Sparkle Cipher to cut syntax errors, and budget costs per workspace so one heavy user can't burn the month's tokens. If your graph is huge, consider pre-computed views or limiting hop depth until you've profiled performance.
Mark, last word from the field. Who benefits most and under what conditions?
Teams with stable, curated knowledge graphs and lots of multi-step conversational questions. Support, regulated analytics, pharma, complex B2B products will see the biggest gains. If your graph changes daily or you need sub-second responses, you'll need tighter caps and may get less benefit. But even then, the audit trails and self-repair save engineering time.
In one sentence, this paper brings an agentic self-correcting layer that turns chat over a knowledge graph from a brittle demo into a system that learns from its own traces at the price of more monitoring and per-question cost. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.